Hello again, Saints fans. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly, and welcome in to Saints Training Camp 2014, presented by Verizon, here in the Greenbrier Valley. This is where the team will make camp for the next 3 weeks as they prepare for the 2014 NFL season. That's a beautiful setting here, of course. There are mountains, plenty of green, and of course, cooler temperatures here awaiting the Saints who arrive here in the Valley later on this Wednesday. So, John, when you look at the facility itself, it's really been our first look the last couple of days. It looks like a lot of needs are being met, things that the team is used to at their headquarters in Metairie, just transplanted here in West Virginia.
Yeah, really a fantastic transformation. We're talking about a 90-day project, $30 million. They have scooped out essentially a mountain, built a training facility, really something to marvel at.
They expect scores of fans here, not only traveling up from the Gulf South, but here in West Virginia, as they'll witness their first ever NFL training camp in these parts. As John mentioned, the facilities are fantastic. Two grass practice fields, one field turf field to practice on, that's below us, and of course a new performance facility that features all the needs, including locker room, training facilities, training table, and of course equipment room for the guys taking care of the players and all of their gear. So here we are for the next 3 weeks, where the Saints will train, of course, primarily in the mornings during training camp, with walkthroughs scheduled most afternoons, and of course a preseason game involved in St. Louis somewhere in between before the Saints return to Metairie and finish out training camp at the World Headquarters of the New Orleans Saints sometime around the weekend of August the 14th and the 15th. Here today, before the team arrives, of course, John and I want to kind of preview training camp for you and go through some of the major storylines involved in these next couple of weeks. And of course, one of the storylines that we followed all offseason that now has finally come to a conclusion and sets the stage here for the Saints is the return of Jimmy Graham, now under contract and ready to go for the black and gold.
Yeah, multi-year deal, reportedly 4 years. So you want to have Jimmy Graham in the stable. He seems to be happy, obviously, four-year deal. And a guy who led the NFL in touchdown receptions last year, caught more than 1,000 yards worth of passes. You know, Pro Bowler, All-Pro, every honor you can have, Jimmy Graham has had. So it's good to have him back working with Drew Brees. Has not been able to do that this entire offseason. He's going to get back into the swing of it pretty quickly.
It'll be nice to see number 80 here on the practice field starting tomorrow with conditioning tests and then full go on practice on Friday. Speaking of full go, health is always an issue and a storyline with any NFL team. And, John, it's kind of a mixed bag. Most of it is good, though. There are good health storylines to follow, and that, of course, with regard to Victor Butler, a guy that the Saints lost in the offseason last year, missed all of last year, frankly, and is back now in the fold into training camp. We also have new faces to talk about, and those two storylines certainly cross when you talk about one of the newest Saints, and that's Champ Bailey. So, at least health-wise, what are the major storylines, including those, going into practice on Friday?
Well, we know for sure that two guys won't be available for the first practices. They'll be on the PUP. That's John Jenkins, defensive tackle, and offensive tackle rookie Tavon Rooks. He won't be available, and neither will John Jenkins. Everybody else, pretty good health. Champ Bailey, we know, missed 11 regular season games last year with a foot injury, has been healthy this offseason. Jarvis Byrd, the free agent signee at safety, had a back issue. He should be available to practice. Everyone else full go. Victor Butler has returned from that torn ACL. Joe Morgan, the wide receiver, we know he tore his ACL last year, missed last season. He says he should be healthy for training camp, so things should be in pretty good shape health-wise.
Yeah, I can't wait to see Victor Butler for sure, and I think he can't wait to see the practice field either.
I've been doing OTAs personally. I've been at, you know, API at home. I got a brother that I've been working out with. I've been covering him. He's 360 pounds. It wasn't much coverage, but, you know, I've been doing OTAs since I've been able to run again.
All right, so as we mentioned, there are a couple storylines merging here, health and new faces. We mentioned Champ Bailey, and I guess we can consider Victor Butler somewhat of a new face. But also the new faces include young Brandon Cooks, who turned some heads during minicamp, John. And after a shortened offseason for him due to school requirements out in Oregon, he's ready to go for camp. And he's just a one small piece, I think, of a list of new faces that can contribute right away for the black and gold.
Well, he's a guy who is expected to inject speed into this lineup. You know, the Saints lost Darren Sproles, obviously, to the trade to Philadelphia this offseason. He's a guy who's going to fill some of that Sproles role, so to speak. Guy who can return kicks, but more than anything, you want to get him isolated on the wing against linebackers, defensive backs. Doesn't really matter with the way this kid can run. He's received rave reviews from his teammates in terms of that speed.
And here is new Saints speedster, Brandon Cooks.
I've been extremely comfortable due to the fact I was able to go over plays with Coach Carter in the mornings three times a week, getting the playbook down. So I was real comfortable getting back. I felt like we all clicked once I came in. They helped me out You know, that was good about that, helping me out with my assignments and things like that. So I feel like I clicked with them right away. And, you know, just like you said, you're a vet, you're a rookie, you come in and you hang on their shoulder.
All right, another new one that I'm excited to see here this weekend at training camp is Jarris Bird.
You hear so much about the team and the organization, how great it is, but to actually be here and, you know, get to meet the people that, you know, are run the organization, it's great. It's first class. And it, you know, their record and their track record speaks for itself. And, you know, anytime you can come and, you know, pair up with, you know, a guy like Drew Brees and, you know, Coach Payton and, you know, that offense that he's running, and then with Coach Ryan on the other side, you know, who has a strong defense, you know, and turning things around there, you know, that's a combination to win a lot of games. And I've said that before. So, it really sold itself.
John, Bird strengthens a defensive secondary that really made strides last season in a defensive package that really turned some heads last year under Rob Ryan.
Well, you look at the safety position, lost Malcolm Jenkins as well as Roman Harper, and you would think that might weaken the position. However, you add a Jarris Bird, Kenny Vaccaro is more seasoned, and Raphael Bush also coming back as a guy who played a prominent role last season. So Saints should be really strong at the safety position. We know Rob Ryan enjoyed playing that three safety alignment last season. He certainly won't have to back off of it this season.
All right, three storylines of note on the offensive side of the football. Let's start with John with the offensive line. Certainly center is going to be a big position to watch, and of course depth at this offensive line as a squad as well.
Well, they're looking for a little quality depth. Now, the center position actually should be pretty good, in pretty good hands. You got Jonathan Goodwin coming back along with Tim Lolito. They're going to battle it out for that position. The veteran Goodwin probably has the upper hand. You like the development of Teron Armstead at left tackle. Came in at a critical position. Only started the last two regular season games and both playoff games, but the Saints have high hopes for him. The depth begins with a Lolito if he's going to back up the swing positions on the interior, as well as a Bryce Harris maybe at right tackle. So the Saints feel pretty good about what they have on the offensive line.
And the Saints also feel good about bringing a guy like Goodwin back. Somewhat back to the future here for Jonathan Goodwin.
You know, this is, you know, I look at New Orleans as, you know, my second home. You know, originally from South Carolina, of course. But, you know, I feel like this is the place where my career turned around and I had my most success. And, you know, it was something, it felt really good to be able to, you know, if I was going to continue playing football, it was here.
Of course, those linemen will be clearing the way for Saints running backs, and that's another fun storyline to watch here during training camp, John. Of course, we'll say goodbye to one or two names, but there are others who not only are regular contributors, but ones that have certainly shown us something late last season.
Well, the Saints are looking for big things out of Mark Ingram. The former first-round pick seemed to get into a groove as the season progressed, especially in the playoffs against Philadelphia and then against Seattle. Had a pretty good run of it last year. Also, Kyrie Robinson, an undrafted rookie from last year, showed up pretty well during later in the season. Travaris Cadet, a guy who was an undrafted rookie a couple of years ago, he's going to fill some of that Darren Sproles role. And then also you have the always reliable Pierre Thomas, who's going to return to his role.
And Thomas is a full go. I know fans are ready to see Pierre back on the field here in black and gold. And finally, John, on the offensive side of the football, we always wonder who will Drew Brees be throwing to. What's the wide receiver position stack up like?
Well, you always start with Marcus Colson, the all-time leading receiver in franchise history, guy who has the most touchdowns in franchise history. Kenny Stills comes back after a great rookie season, averaged 20 yards per catch, led the NFL. You add Brandon Cooks to that lineup. Now, here's where it gets a little bit dicey and a little bit undecided. You don't know between the last couple of guys, a Robert Meacham, as well as Nick Toon, as well as a Joseph Morgan. Maybe somebody who else will come in and step out among those last couple of guys, because you know as you get deeper into that position, you want a guy who can do multiple things, not only be a receiver, but also play special teams. So that might be critical. We know Nick Toon had a great preseason and training camp last year. This is his year to step up. If he steps up, maybe that makes it expendable for a guy like Joe Morgan. We got to see how healthy Joe Morgan is after that torn ACL. And then Robert Meacham, how much does the veteran have left?
All right. So we expect temperatures in the upper 70s to low 80s during practice times. Hopefully the rain will cooperate with us here in Greenbrier Valley. But the scene is set. Now the Saints arrive later today. And those are a few storylines that we'll watch here during training camp 2014. Presented by Verizon. Of course, those are ongoing storylines, and we may get some new ones for you. And as we say that, we'll remind you that there will be plenty of coverage here on NewOrleansSaints.com with John and myself and our entire digital media team. Hope you'll be with us for the entirety of this particular stretch at Greenbrier. For John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. We'll see you right back here real soon on NewOrleansSaints.com.